We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
ESPN insider Jeff Goodman. And Jeff, do you think the Cavs are finished at 2-0? Do you think that you still give them a shot?
Yeah, you got to give them a shot. I mean, certainly they did not look good really either of the first two games. I mean, they got blown out in one. And last night was certainly more competitive. You know, the problem is, again, is LeBron going to get some help? And for every point that Kevin Love gives you, he gives up more than that on the defensive end. So, you know, looked like he was playing in quicksand out there at times against Al Horford. But they've got to get J.R. Smith going, and Korver was okay, but, you know, George Hill. They just got to get more help for LeBron, and not just on the offensive end. I mean, the breakdowns defensively. I was talking to one player in the locker room after the game, and that was the biggest, the glaring thing was the miscommunications, the slow rotations, guys kind of pointing fingers, and at the very end of the game, I don't know if they caught it, but LeBron and Kevin Love certainly a little bit heated in a discussion they were having on the bench after they got pulled with about a minute and a half left. It was a mess out there.
Jeff, I think that LeBron was a different player, even though he scored a bunch in the second half. I think he was a different player after the blow to the head. Do you think it was a factor?
Yeah, I mean, probably, but I also think it was adjusting a little bit, too. I mean, he made every jump shot in that first quarter. You know, even the one that kind of, you know, came off the rim and fell in. He made every shot, and sometimes that's a little bit fool's gold with LeBron. You know, then in the first quarter at the end there, he started backing guys down a little bit. He had it all going. You're not going to go at that pace, obviously. You're going to slow down. But, yeah, he was a different player. But again, I think a lot of the credit of that has got to be to Boston's defenders. They kept switching guys up on him. And really, the other players on Cleveland didn't make him pay. And if they had made him pay, I think it would have been easier for LeBron to get going. So, yeah, I think it affected him, but I think it was more really a reflection of the supporting cast.
Talking with Jeff Goodman, ESPN insider. Jeff, J.R. Smith pushes Al Horford well in the air. I thought it should have been a flagrant two, and he should have been kicked out of the game. Do you think he might get suspended? I mean, that was a gutless move by J.R., in my opinion.
It totally was. I give J.R. credit after the game. At least he kind of stood up and said, hey, yeah, that was, you know, he took accountability.
He did.
For
I'll give him
the
that.
Most part.
Yeah.
So I will give him that I think J.R.'s matured in a sense. I mean, again, he's still – I've seen him play since his sophomore year of high school, and he's still J.R. Smith at the end of the day. I thought it was interesting to hear Marcus Smart come out and call him out as a dirty player and say he's done it before to us, and that's who he is. The Celtics are just a tougher team. I mean, they're just tougher, plain and simple. They've got three killers out there right now, led by Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown, and then Marcus Morris, really four. And then you add Al Horford and Jason Tatum, who aren't outwardly killers, but what they are very, very mature, tough-minded, even-keeled guys. So they're getting contributions from everybody. To get back to your original question, I don't know. I don't know if they hit JR with anything worse than he got. I thought he was very fortunate to get away with a flagrant one.
Is there anything, Jeff, that the Cavs can do lineup-wise to change some things? Like, is Jeff Green playing too many minutes? He's atrocious.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's atrocious. I mean, come on, Jeff Green. And the one play that, to me, completely kind of summed up Jeff Green was he made that bonehead pass, and then that led to a turnover in the fourth quarter, and then he just stood there. Instead of, you know, guys make that pass and you get a bad turnover, you're going to fly back down the court to make sure that you don't give something up on the other end. He just stood there and watched. And again, you know, that's something that you just can't do when you get to this point and you want to be out in the court. But that's kind of been Jeff Green his whole career. He's kind of been an enigma. Plays with no emotion. You don't know kind of what he's feeling in there. I think you got to play, if you're Ty Lue right now, you got to try to match their intensity, their physical play, their toughness. So, you know, to me, Tristan Thompson's got to be on the court a lot. LeBron's got to be in the court, obviously, all the time. Those two guys at least give you defense. They give you intensity. And then you go from there with guys that want to play hard, that want to fight, that want to compete.
I said this, you know, not that they're going to give him a ton of run, but like play Jetty Osman a little bit. Like the guy, he's going to run around and play with energy. At least that's more than these other guys.
I think Nance plays with a little toughness, too.
He only played 11 minutes last night. Yeah.
How do you not play Clarkson? How do you not play him?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not play Jordan Clarkson? He can make a play off the bounce.
You played him over Hood.
Pressure.
Yeah.
And Rodney actually got down on the floor and fought a little bit last night. So that wasn't that bad. I actually thought he competed.
Yeah.
Go down swinging with – I mean, come on, really, Jeff Green? Like, really?
Yeah.
I just don't even know why he plays. I don't know what he gives you. To me, you want – I would go down with Larry Nance any day of the week right now. I know it's hard to play Nance and Tristan together. But to me, one of those two guys should be in the court at all times.
Jeff Goodman of ESPN is with us. Jeff, you know, obviously Nance, Hood, and Clarkson have all been non-factors the entire postseason. None of them have played well, and at times none of them haven't played. How much do you blame them versus Ty Lue for their struggles?
Yeah, I probably blame Ty Lue a little bit more because I think they can give you something. And again, at worst, they can give you athleticism and young legs and guys that want to get out there and compete, especially Nance. Like, Larry Nance plays hard. I mean, like I don't know. I just feel like he would definitely help in this series the more he gets out there. And I think Clarkson, you know, you don't want right now, again, it's not like J.R. Smith is making shots. Right? I mean,
yeah. No.
So to me, if he's not making shots, what the hell is he in the game for? Jeff Green, why are you playing? I give those minutes to Clarkson and Hood right now. And I know people might think I'm crazy on JR, but again, you know you're going to get out of JR pretty quick. If he makes a couple shots, you ride him. If not, I think you get him out of there. And I still think he's the people that talk about him being really good defensively, I don't know what they're watching. I don't think, and I never really have thought JR is a good defender.
Jeff, I said before that the Celtics' top six players, you know, with Marcus Smart and the starting lineup, are all better than every Cav besides Love and LeBron. Is that true?
Well, I would say this. If you're going position by position,
yeah,
the only advantage Cleveland has is LeBron, because I would take Al Horford every day of the week over Kevin Love. Every day of the week.
I would, too.
He gives you – yeah, he may not be – quite as good offensively, and that's arguable, by the way. I think you could say Horford's better. And then defensively, it's not even close. I mean, Horford's terrific. And then you add in intangibles, and Horford's off the charts. I mean, he's the guy who kind of runs that locker room without having to run that locker room. When, to me, Kevin Love's biggest issue has been intangibles.
You can never have Love and LeBron off the court at the same time, can you? That was
no,
insane.
No, Where's the scoring going to come?
That's insane. Start of the fourth quarter. It was crazy.
You're down seven, and they're both on the bench. Like, Jeff, I hate to say this. I think Ty Lue stinks as a coach. I mean,
he hasn't. Yeah, no. And again, listen. The hard part is he's going up against a guy. I talked to a couple players last night in the locker room. I won't say who they are from Cleveland, and I talked to several in Philly after the Sixers played the Celtics, and I talked to a couple in Milwaukee. Every one of them off the record said Brad Stevens is the best coach in the NBA right now. So you're talking about Brad Stevens just out coaching dudes right now, from Prunty to Brett Brown to now Ty Lue. There's a reason this guy got Butler to two straight national title games. Butler.
Yeah.
So
it is amazing.
Look at last year's roster. We're going to look at last year's roster that didn't beat Cleveland, obviously. But we're going to look at it in 10 years and say, like, how did Brad Isaiah Thomas, he had two good years in his entire NBA career. Jay Crowder, he was a nothing. Avery Bradley, yeah, good, solid rotation guy, starter a little bit here. I mean, Amir Johnson, you know, they had Horford, they had Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown barely played. I mean, you look at that team last year and what he did to get him the number one seed and just to get him to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, this guy is – he is boy wonder. He really is.
All right, so with that being said, Jeff, the Cavs are down 0-2. He's dancing circles around Ty Lue, Brad Stevens is. How do the Cavs get back in it and win this thing?
Well, again, you got to make shots and you got to defend. It's not that hard, okay, and you got to match their toughness. That's the first thing. The first thing is you got to match their toughness, and then some of the other things I think fall in line because you get some of those 50-50 balls. You get beat on every single one of them right now, and usually that stuff kind of translates into you're playing harder, you're going to get some points on the defensive end, you're going to play with more energy, a little bit more locked in rotations, and thus defense will lead to offense, open shots, confidence, making some of those shots early, take some of the pressure off LeBron. Then he's playing his game, moving the basketball a little bit more. I do think there's a good chance they come back to Boston 2-2. I really do. Maybe I'm crazy here, being the guy who's from Boston, but I do think it can flip quickly. And if they win game three, I think they win game four as well, and they come back 2-2. Now, obviously, if you lose game three, this thing's over.
You know, but the stats are out there. Boston has been – they've been – very different on the road this year. They're 1-4 on the road as opposed to being at home. You think that continues, and why do you think that is?
Well, especially Rozier. If you look at Rozier's play, home and road, it's been dramatic. And the Celtics don't have a huge margin for error. Now, they do, in a sense, because they've got five or six guys that can all produce. But, you know, it'd be hard without, like, Rozier and Tatum having off nights for them to win on the road against Cleveland. So, you know, listen, it's a young team. They've got their confidence right now, but that can quickly be kind of taken away in Cleveland. If Cleveland comes out and plays well in game three, then, you know, you start to get a little bit tighter. And again, the bottom line is they've still got the best player in the world in Cleveland. And he could take over. Like you said, he wasn't quite the same after getting hit by Tatum. If he had been the same player, could he have gone for, you know, 50, something like that, 50 and, you know, 15 and 15, maybe. I said before the game I thought he'd go for 40, 10, and 10. I don't even know what his final line was, but it was close to that.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Cass.
All right, Jeff Goodman, ESPN Insider.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.